On a nearly unanimous vote, the Baltimore City Council confirmed Daryl D'Souza to the post of Baltimore Police Commissioner last night. WIPR City Hall reporter Dominique Rivera-Benesi was there to witness the vote and votes on bills that would ban various things in the city, and she's on the line with us now. Dominique, the vote on D'Souza's confirmation was almost unanimous. How so?
So the vote was 14 yay and 1 nay from District 2 Councilman Ryan Dorsey. He explained after multiple discussions with D'Souza that he didn't see him fit to fix the larger problems in the BPD. Here's what else he had to say about his one-on-ones with D'Souza.
And I heard a vow to do things we've always done, but somehow better. While we can clearly acknowledge that this new overt commitment to not be corrupt or to not violate civil rights is certainly an improved rhetoric, fundamentally, it's a commitment to more of the same.
Dorsey went on to say that he felt D'Souza didn't really address the issues behind what happened during the death of Freddie Gray or what led to the Baltimore uprising in 2015.
D'Souza's confirmation was not the only thing the council voted on last night. It also voted unanimously for two pieces of legislation, one a ban on sugary beverages on children's menus at all restaurants. Tell us more about that.
Right, so Baltimore's Health Commissioner Lena Wen and District 3 Councilman Brandon Scott worked together on this bill that would require restaurants to offer milk and water on their children's menus in lieu of soda and other sugary beverages. A big question that I had for Dr. Wen was, will the health department also start regulating the types of high-calorie, high-fat, and sodium foods that can also lead to heart disease and onset of diabetes? And here's what she had to say.
There's no doubt that we have to work on other things to improve health. But if there is one thing that we can each do today, it's to cut out sugary drinks. And we have our residents come to tell us that this is what they see. They tell us that they would have to pay extra for bottled water and milk for their children.
In other words, the bill would make milk and water cheaper options while making sugary beverages more expensive for families, therefore incentivizing families to buy the healthier option.
Another bill that got a unanimous vote last night, a ban on polystyrene products, passed on second reader and is expected to pass without any challenge next month. Tell us more about that.
Right, so this bill was found favorable in a judiciary committee and unanimously voted on by all council members. This would prohibit food service facilities like schools, nursing homes, hospitals to have disposable food service ware. Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark was the lead sponsor on a bill that has received a lot of pull from the entire council because they say it's to better the environment as polystyrene products do not break down when they are disposed.
And finally, there was another bill last night that got a vote. It got pushback from District 11 Councilman Eric Costello. What is this bill and what's the counter argument?
The bill was to prohibit the expansion or addition of crude oil terminals to Baltimore City. I reported on this when it first got introduced a few months back, actually. Basically, banning crude oil terminals that would run beneath downtown streets and hazardous if there was ever a derailment. Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark cited what happened in Lac Mégantic, Canada in 2013, where an oil train derailed, struck a town, exploded, and killed almost 50 people. The town has taken years to recover from that tragedy. But Councilman Eric Costello argued this bill does not do what it says it's going to do, but said this.
By enacting this ban, we are further damaging the port's ability to be competitive, not only on the eastern seaboard, but throughout the nation and internationally.
Costello later said that the Port of Baltimore has been around for 113 years and is a major economic engine that would be hindered by this bill.
Anything on this bill's prospects?
It's probably going to pass once it goes to third reader next week also, just because it was just 14-1 last night that voted against it. And that was just Eric Costello.
Dominique Maria-Benesi is WIPR's City Hall reporter. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.